A woman who won custody of her grandchild involved in a pending Supreme Court case is warning the High Court against finding a federal law unconstitutional, saying it would jeopardize American Indian families and their children. Robin Bradshaw had to fight for years to keep custody of her granddaughter after her daughter struggled with addiction. Because Ms. Bradshaw had a nonviolent felony on her record, she was initially disqualified from keeping her grandchild, leading the girl to be placed in foster care. Ms. Bradshaw struggled for years to clear her record and regain custody of the child, but she credits the Indian Child Welfare Act for helping reunite her family. The law is being challenged in pending Supreme Court cases in which foster families say the law is discriminatory because it requires American Indian children to be placed in tribal homes. The National Week of Action for Missing, Murdered, and Indigenous Women is a time to say enough is enough. Organizations like the Red Ribbon Skirt Society want to see action to prevent harm to Indigenous women, children, and Two-Spirits. On May 5th, the Society is hosting the inaugural Red Dress Gala to give a voice to the voiceless. Speakers like Tosa Tuhart will share words on Bring Her Home and their involvement in the Red Ribbon Skirt Society. The Society was founded and is led by Indigenous women to give a voice to the families affected by the Missing, Murdered Indigenous Women's movement. They financially help with funerals, memorials, and search and rescue efforts. Inaugural Red Dress Gala will be a night of giving voice to the voiceless, and it's on May 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in downtown Rapid City. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.